Educating for Happiness. How positive psychology and social-emotional learning are shaping the future of education. Written by Brian Gibson. Narrated by Jason Rise. Chapter 1. Positive Psychology. At the end of the 1980s in the United States, psychological research began to develop a positive stream of thought focused on well-being, optimal functioning, strengths, and individual potential. Subsequently, in 1990, positive psychology was born, founded by its main proponent, Martin Seligman. It stands in opposition to an entire tradition of theoretical models based on deficiencies, pathologies, and limitations, both individual and social, of the human being. The necessity to give life to positive psychology is closely connected to the study of the effects of World War II. At the end of the conflict, many people, initially self-assured, later revealed themselves to be disheartened, discouraged, and powerless due to the lack of social support, employment, and money. Other individuals, however, although they had been affected to the same extent by the disastrous effects of the war, managed to preserve their serenity. The question that guided the birth of positive psychology was the understanding of the internal forces that distinguished the two groups of individuals. Until that moment, psychology had not sufficiently focused on the study of individuals' resources and favorable conditions and the prosperity of flourishing and satisfied communities. In this sense, positive psychology emphasizes positive aspects and pleasant emotions, potentials, and virtues, thus favoring the implementation of interventions aimed at utilizing individual resources rather than reducing or compensating for limitations. Efforts have thus been made to shift from a perspective focused solely on repairing the negative situations of individuals to a vision aimed at building a better quality of life based on each person's strengths and potential. The main objective thus becomes to encourage the development of the individual through the discovery and elevation of their resources, thereby promoting health and happiness. The field of interest begins to expand towards what allows each individual to enrich themselves while simultaneously considering the fundamental role played by the environment. Indeed, the aim is to identify all those factors present in both the physical and social environment that are capable of supporting the various positive capacities of the individual. Positive psychology adheres to the biopsychosocial paradigm, which considers the person as the sum of the mutual integration of three different components, biological, psychological, and social, attributing to the individual an active role, that is, a determining one in their condition. A perspective thus emerges aimed at valuing the resources and processes that allow individuals to cope with critical situations, grow psychologically, and seek continuous meanings useful for obtaining a deeper understanding of themselves and their relationships with others. In this sense, the fundamental aspects identified in positive psychology are three: the subjective experience that includes the study of positive experiences from the past, present, and future, the analysis of positive human characteristics such as strengths and virtues, and the positive functioning of families, communities, and institutions. The task of every individual in life is to employ their potential in various fields such as work, love, and education. Examples of this include civic virtues, social responsibility, and caring for others. Positive psychology, therefore, is neither a new movement nor a new paradigm, but aims to be a scientific and rigorous discipline, based on evidence and the identification of interventions that promote well-being and quality of life. This can be supported and promoted in various contexts such as family, community, and institutions. Well-being is a crucial factor in positive psychology, which encompasses two main perspectives, the hedonic and the eudaimonic. The hedonic perspective focuses on personal well-being related to positive sensations and emotions. In contrast, the eudaimonic perspective examines the development and realization of individual capabilities. The overarching goal of interventions in this field is to enable individuals to flourish, maximizing their potential and self-expression. Recently, positive psychology interventions have been implemented in educational contexts to promote a positive
Sample complete. Ready to continue?